While we're on the subject of numbers, the International Committee of the Red Cross has released a number that sheds new light on the scale of the tragedy unfolding in Syria. It estimates that 500,000 people have been wounded in the fighting there. And the Red Cross says many victims lack access to basic health care. We have the story now of one path for Syrians who find themselves seriously injured. As NPR's Deborah Amos reports, some cross into Turkey for treatment and to be fitted for artificial limbs.
The first step to recovery begins in this clinic in Rahunli near the Syrian border, where more than 300 patients have been fitted for artificial limbs. There's 12-year-old Mesa, her leg sheared off by a shell that killed her sister. Two young men are also here for fittings, one a former cook turned rebel fighter, the other a farmer who lost his legs after he stepped on a landmine. The fittings can take up to 3 weeks.
We're in the workshop, and there are three people working at this table. They're measuring legs. They're fitting them to size.
When the clinic opened in February, Syrian doctors from a British-based charity ordered a mass-produced model known as the Jaipur leg, developed in India, which gave patients only limited mobility. Rad Al-Masri, who runs the clinic, wanted something better, but he says that every Syrian who worked here was learning on the job.
No one has an experience or expertise with artificial limbs. There was no big demands in Syria for this type of technology.
Over the months, the workshop team did learn quickly, making improvements on the Jaipur leg, adding a knee joint, a flexible ankle, but the artificial foot is still ordered in bulk.
This is a cabinet, and it has feet. These are different sizes for people who've lost their feet. There's even little tiny ones for kids.
Many children with war wounds have been treated here, says Masri.
The youngest patient was 1 year and 3 months old.
On this day, the youngest patient is 12. There's also the cook-turned-rebel and the farmer. The two young men have finished the fittings. They're ready to learn to walk on their new legs. Mohammed Ibrahim, a Jordanian with hospital experience in working with amputees, recently joined the staff to train the Syrian team.
And they already know, but just to improve their knowledge and the prosthesis, and just to help them.
He also helps the patients. He guides 23-year-old Mustafa Abu Bakr as he takes his first steps, holding on to a set of bars for balance.
Can't express his feelings. It's a completely new thing for himself. But I just asked him to walk, lift.
He explains that patients who've lost a leg below the knee can walk out of the clinic without crutches after a day of practice. For double amputees like Abu Bakr, the adjustment often takes more time.
He looks like he's doing okay.
Till now, yes. Maybe there will be some problems. But for the first look, it's very good.
Abu Bakr gains confidence with each step. He walks until he tires. He'll have to come back for more fittings as his body adjusts. It's a weird feeling, he says, about his first walk in months, but he smiles at the accomplishment.
For the past 3 months, I thought I will never walk again. Now, for the first time, I feel like I will be able to walk.
There are more than 600 Syrians on the waiting list for this clinic in Rahunli. Thousands more still inside Syria who've been handicapped during the war. The staff here says they can produce 50 artificial limbs a month, more when they can raise the funds. Deborah Amos, NPR News.